Streaming into pouring stream.
Yeah, we're live. We're live.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Hey.
Wait.
Hey, hey, Travis with Guys, Games, and Beer here.
Hey, and it's Bo with Guys, Games, and Beer, and I'm here with...
Drunken Larry with Guys, Games, and Beer.
Where are we, Larry?
We are at the Pittsburgh Gaming Expo.
PGX, baby.
Yeah, we're like really...
This is further out than we usually go.
Yeah. I mean, it's not quite Canada further out.
But I know. Y'all know we went to Canada.
It's just a significant amount of travel.
This
so
is out there.
New territory, new games, new faces.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so like we've talked in the past about how it's nice to have, you know, when we get together with these cons, it's like we see these people. It's like our family and stuff. Well, we're finding a whole new family.
I will say. I mean, we had some familiar faces. I mean, you got John Riggs here, Paul Niemeyer.
Yep.
You were just talking with Psycho Stick.
Yeah, I mean, so they got the musical entertainment at this particular venue, and so they have Power Glove, which we've seen.
Oh, hell yeah!
Power. And we've seen Psycho Stick, which was
a little mini Mad with Power here.
It is like
totally,
a little mini
totally.
Mad with Power.
You got video games on the side, yeah. And you have live music. It's a little tiny.
It is like Mad with Power.
It's a mini Mad with Power.
Yeah, so that's very exciting. So there's some familiarity, but there's some different. And I'm very excited about discovering the differences. It seems to be, so far, it seems to be a pretty well attended con, and
Suffer's good. I love the layout. I love the variety that they have here.
Yeah,
again, really good mix. Pinball, arcade, consoles,
good
really cool
vendor
big vendor
mix.
Hall. So,
good.
Yeah, really, really
the disembodied wants to be
the
body.
Disembodied voice wants to be on camera. So, Travis, how much money have you spent already at PGX?
It's like $100, but I spent like $100 on fancy like cardboard.
You really did. He bought cardboard.
I bought
$100 worth of cardboard.
Yeah, you know,
dude.
It's cool though.
Oh no, that box is awesome, dude.
Yeah, I got a minty or not minty, but really close to minty.
It's pretty minty.
Pretty minty 3DO box and a Metal Gear Solid display kit. You know,
no, it is pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's
stuff you can't buy anywhere else. You know, it's like I can bring out video games. Again, there's lots of video games out there if you want to buy video games.
Yeah, if you're looking for
but
video games.
But there are also some really cool stuff you don't get to find most other places. And that's the stuff I'm looking out
and
for.
More importantly, if you're in the area, you can come and play Steel Battalion.
Yeah.
Our big 10 rig system is here.
So, again, we came with the full kit. We are running 10 rigs of Steel Battalion, teaching people how to play giant stompy robots and blow up your friends. Again, seriously, nobody else is going to claim the throne. We have the biggest Steel Battalion collection
in
the world.
Thank you.
If anybody wants to challenge us, we'll go system for system, amp for amp.
Count.
Yeah, we'll do amp. We'll go amp for amp.
Yeah.
And
can we somehow modify it so we can have all 30 rigs?
No, but we can run.
We could run multiple networks. So, again, we're running the full network here, teaching people how to play Steel Battalion. We brought some other goodies. We got the Atari Display System, Vectrex. And we're here. We'll be doing interviews and we're shooting other content.
Yeah, so definitely keep an eye on the channel over the weekend. We've already started setting up some interviews. We're going to get some interviews for on the show later. There's going to be lots coming up, lots of content, lots of stuff. We'll be talking to lots of people while we're here. Whole bunch of new faces that we want to meet. We will definitely see more of you guys this weekend, all right?
Yeah, again.
It's going to be an exciting weekend.
If you're around the area, come say hi. If you're not, we're going to bring the best of PGX to you. So
Hell yeah. Keep
tuned.
All right. We'll talk to y'all later.
Talk to you soon, guys.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Count to four, Larry.
Dun, 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 dun.
I can count to four.
Hi, this is Larry with Guys, Games, and Beer, and I'm with...
Kathy Tenaglia with Race of Stupid Games.
And we are coming at you live from Pittsburgh Gaming Expo, PGX. So what do you got going on?
So I'm an indie game creator with my sister. We started a game company about 4 years ago. Our first game was Race is Stupid, which is what the name of our company is now, Race is Stupid Games. We started out with a trivia game where you don't need to know any answers to win because we were playing a really bad trivia game and decided we need to make a fun trivia game that everybody can play. So that started our game journey of creating games for everybody.
Well, I mean, it's a trivia game, so... How does it work that you don't know it and you could win?
So, for instance, we have our answer card. So you would write down the answer to a question. You're going to write down what you think the real answer is. And then you also write down a stupid answer. Real answer worth 1 point, like a normal trivia game. write down your stupid answer, you can earn 2 points if you have the best stupid answer. And the person who reads a question to the group decides who had the best stupid answer. So you literally can get none of the answers right, and you can still win by getting all the stupid points.
All right. Well, I mean, so you were playing this other trivia game, and sounds like maybe a little frustrated. And so then you came up, why'd you decide to come up with making a game yourself,
Ben? You know, it's one of those things when you think you have a good idea, and everybody's like, oh, I have this great idea, but you never follow through.
Yeah.
At that point, for some reason, I decided, I think we have actually a really good idea, and that we should actually do this. So we were at my cousin's, how it really started. We played a bad game called You Should Know That. It was a trivia game. And you started with a number, like, say, 100 points, and each question had a different point value. So some might be 7, might be 2. Well, we didn't know any of the answers at all. Like, and I'm like, oh my God, this is like Race to See Who's Stupid. And then the name came, Race to Stupid. I'm like, that's kind of a funny name. And then we kind of were joking. Like, we were kind of joking that we could come up with a better game. And within like maybe an hour of just kind of running through, like, well, what would make it fun? What doesn't make it fun? So, and then we came up with Race to Stupid.
Where'd you cultivate the trivia from?
Some were facts that we knew just in general or through traveling. And some we just looked up or found some interesting facts that we like. So it's not your normal trivia questions either. We like to think ours are more fun.
Okay.
For instance, what is Cookie Monster's first name?
I'm going to say Chip.
That would be a good stupid answer. His real name is Sid. But you get, like, you would say, you know, chocolate chip or nom nom nom. You come up with all kinds of good silly questions for what his name is. So that's just one of the questions. Said, like, what can't you do to your neighbor's cow in Texas?
What can I do to my neighbor's cow in Texas?
It's illegal in Texas to do this to your neighbor's cow.
See, I would think branding it would be illegal, but that's probably not the answer.
It's not. Putting graffiti on it would be. But then think of all the stupid things that you couldn't do or shouldn't do to your neighbor's cow in Texas. You know, put my mother-in-law on it, put a hat on it, all kinds of stuff. Yeah. And the great part about the game is all our questions are PG rated, but how you answer is up to you. So it can be completely kid friendly, or you can be adult and naughty as you want.
Yeah.
So that's the beauty of our game of. It includes everybody. No pressure to get the answer right, because everyone come up with something silly and goofy.
How did you launch this one? Did you do like a Kickstarter?
We self-published. We didn't really have a following for Kickstarter. It was one of those situations where you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
Found a manufacturer, and this is pre-COVID. Yeah. And ordered it, then COVID hit. So like our marketing plan kind of went downhill because universities closed and.
Yeah.
So now we're just kind of boots on the ground. We go to conventions all over the country. We're in, you know, a lot of little brick and mortar mom and pop shops, and we're in Books a Million. So we're getting some traction with our games.
If someone sees this and they are interested and don't happen to be here, where can they go find it?
Of course, our website, racestupid.com. You can get everything on our website. Race is Stupid is available on Amazon and Etsy as well.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
But I see you have two things here.
I do. I actually have Pirate Blast. This was our third game, really, but my favorite. So it's a pirate battle game. Everybody has a pirate ship. And you're trying to sink each other with cannonballs. So everybody has a set of supplies. Everybody has equal amount of cannonballs, monkeys, dolphins. And you're just placing cards on your ship to sink your neighbors, your opponents. So once their ship is covered in cannonballs, they're sunk, and you want to have the least amount of damage to win the game. So it plays for 2 to 4 players, and it's really great because there's 9 cards you have to learn, and that's it. And they're really intuitive of what they all do. And it plays in like 5 minutes. So it's super easy to learn, super fast to play. So it's one of those, like, you want to play over and over again, because you're like, oh, I lost, so I want to battle you again. And it's great for really 5 and up. We play with, there'll be guys who play it for hours. Like, I get an email like, hey, we loved your game. We bought it. Me and my buddies played for 3 hours. Because it's just like, there's a little bit of strategy, but some just how your cards come out. So it's just super fun, game.
We heard the genesis of the Race to Stupid. Why a pirate game? Why, you know?
So I had this idea for like an old-fashioned flinging things at a ship and loading it up, and it would sink. That was my original idea. Well, manufacturing that just is not realistic of all these little pieces and stuff. Yeah. So we met, actually, Dave Campbell from Taco Cat Goat Cheese, very popular game. Okay. We met him at Origins in Ohio, and we kind of saw how he had simple games that were made out of cards. So on the ride back from Origins, this was like 4 years ago, we're like, how can we make a pirate game, the same concept, but do it with cards so it's cheaper to manufacture?
Right.
And just as fun.
Yeah.
So that's how Pirate Blast Battle for Monkey Island came.
Do you have, are you envisioning another game?
We actually, right now, we have Christmas is Coming. It's on a ship somewhere or a port. So with this little, you know, couple days of striking, we don't know. We're waiting for it to land so we can track it. It should be here within the month.
Okay.
So that's called Christmas is Coming, where you're trying to decorate your Christmas tree. And then along the way, there's squirrels that steal ornaments and yetis that knock things off. So it's along the lines of the pirate game, but different and more fun and just different way. So but with a good Christmas theme. Yeah.
All right.
So that one is on its way, and we are working. We're actually, when we're at these kind of conventions, we're always thinking a new game. So we're working on a Halloween game.
Okay, sure.
Where you have to collect, like, all your candies and good stuff, and then there's bullies that kind of are going to do stuff. So we're working out the kinks on that. So that's...
I mean, you started with one game, now you have three, mm-hmm. talking about a fourth, but you weren't doing any game developing before that.
No,
so,
no, I have a regular career, my sister has a regular career, but we're like, it's fun. We always play games as kids, but we were into the more, you know, like we'd play Monopoly for hours, we'd play this game called Bonkers, that were more simple tabletop games, and we were playing Atari and pinball and everything, and then we're like, we saw a niche of like what is missing of some of the, like everybody's going into the bigger battle games and some people just want the basics again.
Yeah,
so we kind of get back to the family friendly tabletop games is what we kind of call it. That, you know, more the mass market appeal that anybody can play them. They're easy to learn, quick. Because I know myself, if I start reading pages of books, I can't do it. So we kind of, we build games that we like to play with our friends where you're like, you don't have to think too much. There is strategy. It is fun, but you don't have to super strategize and figure all these things out. Like, those just aren't what we want to do. So we have our own little niche of family-friendly games.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Again, where can you go ahead and look for that?
RaceTheStupid.com, our website, and check your local shops. We actually are in some of the game shops in the Pittsburgh area as well, greater Philadelphia area, kind of all over the place. So.
All right. Is there anything else you want to share?
No, that's it.
All right.
Thanks.
Well, this was a fun interview, and we're going to be coming back with some more, and right here in Pittsburgh. Well, all things have to come to an end, but this is only Friday. Friday has come to an end, and at where?
We are at the Pittsburgh Gaming Expo in Monroeville, Pennsylvania.
Somewhere.
And I'm checking if we're live.
Yeah, let's make sure we're live, okay? Are we live?
All right. I'm assuming we're live.
All right.
If it's got the little red thing,
we're live.
We're assuming things now.
We are live.
All right, we are live.
So
all right.
we're wrapping up the evening.
Well, who's here?
Guys, Games and Beers here. And my games are here on the floor.
Okay. So apparently this has suddenly turned into a, what did Travis get at the vendor hall?
Let's see what's scattered.
What has been scattered across the floor?
All right. So, hey, so first day of PGX is over. It's been an amazing evening here. So we've got two more days here. Larry bought a hat. Okay.
Copy of Running Wild by the makers of Crash Bandicoot.
I think we need a close-up.
It's a great
four-player
game. Silent Scope 2 for the PS2.
The webcam, Trav.
Yeah.
Silent Scope 1 for the PS2. We got all the PS1 and 2 games. This really subpar Star Wars fighting game. Masters of
And I love subpar
games that if I took out of the box, we'd probably get kicked off of Facebook. So, you know, Senran Kagura, for if you know, you know. And then on the really, really cool, interesting side, we found a box, empty box.
I feel like suddenly we're on let's make a deal. Yeah, Do you want box number one?
And then this really cool double-sided display piece. So again, PGX.
I didn't see that. That's
so
cool.
Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles and Metal Gear Solid on the other side.
I know that piece is amazing. All right,
quality box.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you real quick, guys.
Fine cardboard, finest cardboard.
First night here, great turnout. Steel Battalion was rocking
so
it.
This is our first night doing a 3-day Friday event. So again, cool to see people, you know, coming, getting warmed up to the show. Lots of great, like a console museum. Obviously, we're doing Steel Italian. Cool vendor hall, obviously.
All right, your favorite part so far, Travis?
I'll say, there's a lot of really interesting choices in the kind of console museum. A lot of oddball consoles. I ran into a Samsung Nuon, which is like a game DVD player they made like 4 titles for. That's just something I haven't even seen.
Okay.
In a lot of other places. And again, like they have, you know, fan favorites, you know, your Genesises, your PlayStations, your Super Nintendos, but I also saw PCFX out there. There's plenty of CDIs, Turbo Duos, just, again, a lot of everything.
All right, Larry, how about you?
You know, the thing that sort of like jumped out at me in the vendor hall is
this hat.
It's
that hat.
You're
right. It did.
It literally jumped onto my head. I was walking by and they're like, "You owe us $26," and I'm like, "Why?" And they're like, "For the hat on your head."
Was,
I'm like,
"Wow,
oh, wow, okay, fine." So, anyways, The vendor hall is got potpourri that's a little different than most of the cons that we've been at. Food is one of the weird things that is like, so you bought some...
got some really, really good beef jerky, some...
Kangaroo
candy,
jerky.
Right, and so... and there's
obviously local to Pennsylvania. So.
Also a really good, like... fudge.
They have lots of really cool of different items.
And then 3 of the vendors had albums,
like music albums,
vinyl. And one of the vendors had an amazing collection of Choose Your Own Adventure books.
Those.
Yeah, I mean, it was great. And so there was a big hardcover one of Disney. I'm like, I had no idea that you could turn Cinderella into a choose your own adventure, but I guess.
All right, well, there
done.
You go. All right, Mel, how about you?
What was
your favorite item tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah, what did you see that, what part of the show really spoke to you?
Again, I really just like the variety here. I think it's a well laid out, obviously well thought out con. The people flow has been really good. I've been impressed with how organized they are. They're constantly checking in. Thank you so much. That means a lot to us.
Now,
and the flow of the whole con is just amazing. I feel like, as an attendee, I would feel like I can see everything and get everywhere that I want to get.
I agree with you. But we're on Friday night. So,
Saturday
so
will be another beast.
It will be interesting to see if that holds true.
I agree.
You know, I expect 10 times as many people tomorrow.
I do too.
And it'll be interesting to see if that holds out.
If we can hold.
Drugs may be necessary
tomorrow.
We'll
see if it holds.
All right.
Tylenol, ibuprofen may be on the plate tomorrow.
So I'm going to, I'm first off, big shout out to Brian.
Yeah.
Our first year here. Thank you for making us feel so welcome.
So impressed.
This has been a great start to the weekend. Loving this so far. You guys, because you rocked it tonight. Steel Battalion was hopping tonight, and these guys had it on lock. I mean,
we were in there too.
They ran groups through perfectly. We had a bunch of full 10-up games going on. Even when there was only a few people who needed instruction, these guys really went above and beyond to make sure that they felt comfortable playing the game and gave them that extra attention. And that's what makes
wide
this...
wide variety of players too.
Yeah.
Different ages.
Oh, yeah. We ran the whole gamut tonight on players. And you guys, again, rocked the heck out of that. So, guys, we're going to be broadcasting all weekend live. We're going to do a live beer court from here.
We hopefully will have some very nice interviews.
Oh, wait a minute.
How do you feel about your experience? What did you like today?
I might have spent a little money today.
Maybe.
So you know, Larry does the shooting gallery. I found a 1978 electronic shooting gallery by Ideal Toys that we will refurbish and be bringing to future shows. So keep an eye open for this baby. You'll see this at future Guys Games of Beer events.
It looks like, at least from the package, I haven't explored it at all, but it looks like it's a wall.
It is.
So look, no television
look
required.
Look at the unit. Look at the unit. It's got a projector built into it.
Yeah, it's a projector. So we'll see. We tried to bring one of these out to MGC this year.
Yeah.
And a newfangled one, but it did not work out as good as
this is old school, dude.
So old school, maybe it'll work out.
I will make sure it's in good working order, and you will definitely see it at future shows. All right, guys, we're going to get out of here because they've closed the con for the evening.
Tomorrow's a long-ass day.
And we got a long day tomorrow.
So, again, if you're in the area, come join us at PTX. Come learn some Steel Battalion. Come play some great games. Check out the vendor hall. There'll be music tomorrow. Definitely a recommend. So,
Psycho's
all right.
Up with more content for this weekend. Catch you later, guys.
Later, all.